Within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Good evening, friends and foes. This is the Cinemistress and I went to the movies. You will have to forgive the state of my voice here. I'm a little bit congested and I'm losing it slowly. I went and saw Knives Out. This is the new film directed by Rian Johnson, who directed Looper and this little independent film called The Last Jedi. I don't know, some people saw it. Kind of divisive, but I liked it. This film stars a lot of people. Jamie Lee Curtis, John Johnson, Toni Collette, Chris Evans, Ana Maria Armas, Christopher Plummer, but mostly Daniel Craig. This is very much an old-school whodunit in the vein of Agatha Christie, with a little bit of Clue and Murder by Death thrown in. Now, I love Clue and Murder by Death, and I love a good murder mystery. So, did Rian Johnson pull it off? Let's find out. As usual, I will save spoilers to the end, and I will give you fair warning. But first, your plot. After the party celebrating his 85th birthday, famed author Harlan Thrombey apparently commits suicide by slitting his own throat. And while the police are pretty confident that this is actually a suicide, someone has hired Detective Benoit Blanc to investigate the crime. And may I just say, it takes a lot of balls to name your kid Benoit. Mr. Blanc is a southern gentleman private investigator with a nose for foul play. And he does sniff some foul play here. Chief among the suspects for foul play are Harlan's family. Daughter Linda, son-in-law Richard, grandson Ransom, son Walt, daughter-in-law Jody. All of these people seem to have reason to wish Harlan harm because they all fought with Harlan and Harlan has threatened to cut them out of his will. Things become very messy when they learn that Harlan did in fact cut them out of his will and has left everything to his nurse and companion Marta, the only person who seemed to treat him with a little bit of respect. Marta seems to be the last person to see Harlan alive, and she has a peculiar physical ailment that Blanc feels could help him solve this case. So he recruits her as his Watson to find out who exactly hired him to investigate this and what exactly happened to Harlan. And that is your plot. So let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. I had a grand time with this. I went through a long period in my 20s where I read nothing but murder mysteries and I watched just about every British crime drama made, and this is a throwback to all of them. I said there was a touch of Clue and Murder by Death in it, and there is, but just a touch. Blanc going on about donuts with holes in the middle, and those holes end up being donuts with holes in the middle, is a bit surreal and rather funny. This has comedic moments, but it is not a comedy. And while this is kind of a whodunit, it's mostly a whydunit. Because you find out what happens to Harlan very early on, and from then the mystery becomes who hired Benoit Blanc and why. The cast here just seems to be having a heck of a time with this, in particular Daniel Craig with his southern fried accent, and Toni Collette as the ditzy new age daughter-in-law. And between this and the Watchmen television series, it's nice to see Don Johnson get some decent work again. The movie looks beautiful, particularly when they're inside the Thrombey estate, because the house is just wonderfully gothic and very dreary. I loved it. And the story keeps you guessing. You think you know what happened, and then they tell you what happened, and then you wonder why that happened, and then they turn it on its dime and you start to think, okay, why did that happen? It's really expertly done. This movie is 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I really didn't feel it because the story kept me very much involved. And special kudos to Ana de Armas, who plays Marta. She has to hold her own against all of these seasoned actors, and she does a really good job, particularly because her character is kind of the linchpin. Like I said, I read a lot of murder mysteries, and usually, a lot of the times, there is one character with what I used to call the murder mystery malady. They had some condition that proved useful to the detective in investigating the crime. Either they couldn't see a particular color, or they couldn't hear a particular pitch, or they had an artificial body part, just one strange little thing that helped with the investigation. And for this movie, that falls to Marta, who literally cannot tell a lie. She gets physically ill and vomits if she does not tell the truth. Yes, that sounds silly, but roll with it because it works. I did like the way that the family paid lip service to treating Marta like quote-unquote family when they in fact never forget that she is hired help. And they can never remember little things like where her family comes from. All of this family nonsense, of course, goes away the moment the will is read and they realize everything is going to Marta. So while I did enjoy the heck out of this movie and I had a grand time watching it, it's not perfect, which leads us to the bad. This is a large cast of characters, and I do think there are a couple of characters that are completely superfluous. Michael Shannon is a tiny bit wasted as Walt, the son running Harlan's business empire to the ground, but I understand why his character is necessary and why he's there. The Nazi grandson in particular seemed to have incredibly little to do. I'm sure a lot of his part ended up on the cutting room floor, and frankly, they probably could have just cut him out of the entire movie. He adds very little. Plus, you're never quite sure why the detectives, who have deemed this a suicide, continue to help Benoit Blanc investigate the case. But that's a minor quibble, and that seems to be a trope for most murder mysteries, particularly if you read Agatha Christie. There was one plot hole that kept me wondering, but I have to save that for the spoilers, because I don't want to give too much away. As for the ugly, I really don't have anything. This is a fun time at the movies. If you are at all a fan of old school whodunits, you're going to have a great time. Just be sure to, you know, use the restroom first and get a small drink because this is a long movie and you won't want to miss anything. I did kind of guess the ending, but I was enough unsure of my guess that I was surprised that I was right, if that makes sense. I am rating Knives Out a first-class trip on the Orient Express. It's fun, it's lush, it's beautiful, it's really wonderful to watch. And now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
So my main spoiler question is, Harlan cuts everyone in his family out of his will, and I couldn't quite understand why he cut Linda out. He cut Jody out because she was mooching and double dipping for tuition. He cut Richard out because he's cheating on Linda. He cut Ransom out because Ransom's an asshole. He fires Walt because Walt is a terrible businessman. But why did he cut Linda out? She doesn't seem to have a fight with him before the party. She seems to have a very good relationship with her dad. He writes her notes in lemon juice. There doesn't quite seem to be a reason why he's cutting Linda out of his will. Now I understand for plot purposes, he has to cut everybody out and leave everything to Marta. It was the only part of the movie where I was left wondering, what's up with that? Other than that, everything seemed to make sense. If I missed a reason, let me know, because now I'm curious. I'm almost willing to go back and see the movie again, just to see if I missed something with Linda. As a matter of fact, I probably will. It's also really nice to see Chris Evans play just a complete asshole. After so many years as the clean-cut Captain America, here he is, just kicking at dogs and shooting up maids with morphine. He almost had me fooled. This is the Cinemistress signing off. I suddenly have a hankering to read some more murder mysteries.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.